break 25. Let's put everything aside in our minds and our rooms and our thoughts and things that are going on. And let's look at another one this morning or this afternoon or this evening. I always forget that you can be doing this at any time. Most of mine are being done in the mornings or late evenings. You know, there are those pastors, there are those people, but mostly pastors I'm concerned about here today. There are those that follow Paul, King James only. And you have to say King James, you would think, because the King James Bible is the only Bible that says to follow Paul. The rest of them all say imitate. So there are those that follow Paul, King James Bible, of course. There are those that say they follow Paul in a King James Bible, of course. There are those that tell you to follow Paul in a King James Bible, of course. And then there are those that tell you to follow Paul, and they say they use a King James Bible, but they don't. I would have to say there are those that tell you to follow Paul, and they will use a King James Bible, but they don't believe it to be the Word of God. You think? I think I know so. When somebody doesn't follow the King James Bible, 1 Corinthians 13:10, I believe that without a shadow of a doubt. Because if that were to be referring to Jesus Christ, like I've said a bunch of times, then that has to mean that all those things that were done in part are still being done in part. So they still exist. Thus, the Pentecostals would probably have the truth there. But I know for a fact that they don't, according to scriptures. But if we go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, let's just look at some verses this morning about what God thinks about somebody who, quote unquote, corrects the Word of God, who corrects the King James Bible. Okay, now I know that you're not into that. I would think that you're not a King James Bible corrector. But you might just be listening to some people who are, but you just haven't seen it or heard it. Or maybe you just don't want to see it or don't want to hear it. Let's just look and see what the scriptures say about these people that will correct and change this King James Bible. Now, we're looking at 1 Timothy chapter 6 for our first place here. And he says, if any man teach otherwise, and that otherwise is referring to verses 1 and 2, and that's about your job at the workplace there, people. Should say man, but you can't say that anymore. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, is that King James Bible? Does that have the words of our Lord Jesus Christ? Is it the words of our Lord Jesus Christ? The Word of God. Is it the Word of God? Is it the words of God? And then it goes on. And to the doctrine which is according to godliness, and the only apostle who preaches the doctrine of godliness is Paul to the Gentiles. Here's your criteria, I guess. If any man consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, King James Bible, Paul. By the way, if it's not the King James Bible, which one is it? There's hundreds of them out there. And they all compare themselves to the King James Bible. So that kind of was my first clue many, many years ago. Anyway, here's what God says about this person. You probably, some folks don't believe this because you like the person. You like the pastor. You like your friend, you like the church, you like the ministry, sorry to say, does not consent to all the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they really don't like to stick to Paul. Well, what if you've got a guy that, uses the King James Bible and preaches Paul? Could he possibly be part of this? He is proud, knowing nothing. Well, the ones that you see out there, they seem to be quite intelligent. But this is what God says about these people. If they think that they are someone who can actually correct the King James Bible, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, then they're in effect saying, by the way, when I was down there on earth, I thought you could have said this a little differently. That's what they're saying. And then you say, well, yeah, you're right there, Pastor. You're right there, brother. You could say that better than what God said. Or they really don't believe the King James Bible to be the Word of God. It's the best of the translations. It's the best one. It's been the one that's been around the longest. It's the most reliable. But the only thing that was inspired by God was the Greek. the originals, as like many of them call it, if you push them hard enough. So see, they don't believe the King James Bible to be the Word of God. That's just, they're users. Well, they're correctors. It's just that simple. And it's just simple what God says about them. Here we go. Proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings. No. Not my pastor. Not the man I listen to every day on the internet. No, he's not like this. Is he a corrector? Does he believe the Greek instead of the King James Bible? Does he use only a King James Bible? Does he only use a King James Bible? Well, if he does, great. But if he doesn't, he is proud, knowing nothing. I don't care what you think. This is what God says. He's proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth. Supposing that gain is godliness, maybe that's why you like these people, because they still get this gain means God's blessing you kind of a thing. Supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. Is that by any chance why you do the good things that you do? Is because you're seeking some of that gain, some of God's blessings into your life? I will talk about that in a different break. But that's what God says about somebody who does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. If he's not of that, then he is of verse 4 and 5. And God says, from such withdraw thyself. Nice guy, nice people, nice family, nice ministry, nice church. But he says, to withdraw thyself. Well, let's go on here. Let's go to Romans chapter 13. Romans 13, verse 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Would your man or woman, shame on you, but your man who's just barely correcting the word of God, a work of darkness? Well, he doesn't believe the King James Bible to be the inspired, preserved, that which is perfect. It's finished. It's done. There it is. Anything done before, this thing was done in part, and now it's all shut down, and we go straight to this Bible for our spiritual blessings, our guidance, our encouragement, our hope, everything. But if you have to go to the Greeks, you've got to find a man who can do that for you, so you're actually following a man. You're not following Paul. You might be following a man who teaches you to follow Paul, but that's still a work of darkness. You might be following a man that tells you that, you know, the King James Bible is the Word of God, but then he should finish up, well, it's the best we can find, so that he doesn't believe it's the Word of God. Let's keep going here. Let's go here to Ephesians 5:11. So we're to cast off those works of darkness, right? So let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. And it says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. But he has some fruit. His ministry has a lot of fruit. He's introduced a lot of people to Paul. Well, I'm sorry. If he fits the bill of 1 Timothy chapter 6, then he is destitute of the truth. He may use it, but he's destitute of it. And we're to cast off, we're not to have any fellowship with. He says, but rather reprove them in verse 11. Pretty rough. Well, listen, we say that we are King James Bible following, follow the risen Savior's teachings, and this is what the risen Savior teaches. He knows that there's going to be people that are going to be teaching not the truth. So this is what he says about them. Let's go to Romans 16. Let's go back to Romans here. Romans 16, verse 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. Well, we're looking to these people that they're using the King James Bible, but they don't teach it as the inspired and preserved Word of God. And so if that's the case, they're keeping their ministry by being the leader, by being the one that they're looking to. A King James Bible preacher should be teaching people and guiding people towards the King James Bible so they can sit down with it themselves, and without that preacher, without that minister, without that man, and read that Bible and understand it themselves. Pastors come and go. That Bible will stay. Of course, we know in tribulation there'll be a famine of hearing the Word of God. We're getting close to that, aren't we? It's pretty hard to find anywhere anymore. Well, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's go back to the Timothy zone. Let's go to 2 Timothy, and we're going to look at chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Now, verses 1, 2, and 3 describe today more and more than ever. This know also, verse 1, that in the last days, so even though we cannot be in the last days, we can be approaching the last days and getting closer and closer, and these things are making more and more sense. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Now, we see that. Covetous, you know, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. Boy, what a list. I could preach on that for hours. But I'm looking for verse 5. Having a form of godliness. They look like a Christian. They act, they talk. It's a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Would that possibly fit somebody who says they preach only out of a King James Bible? It's the Word of God. We're following Paul. Here's how you do this stuff. But every now and then, he has to correct that King James Bible. Ah, see? He's looking back. He's not looking to that King James Bible. Does he not have a form of godliness? He has a form of godliness. But he's denying the power thereof. The power of what? Of the Word of God. The encouragement, the hope, is the gospel of your salvation. And yet he goes to the Greek to get his power. He has his power to manipulate people because he knows how to just slightly correct the Word of God. And he becomes their man, their following. And it says in verse 6, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. What a statement. It can't be said any better than what Paul says here in Timothy, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, for of this sort are they which creep into houses, TV, Internet, YouTube, websites, and lead captive silly women. Goes for the women, captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning. Here we go. We're an educated bunch, aren't we? Ever learning and ever able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Well, that pretty much takes care of it. That was quick and that was simple. Well, why did you talk about this today? What's the point? You've talked about this over the years. Well, the other day, middle of the night, I couldn't sleep. I found this guy. A lot of Paul following people looked at this guy. And I wasn't there for a couple of minutes, and I heard him say, a better translation is da-da-da-da. So there is a word in that King James Bible that he uses, but yet he said, but a better translation should be, then he gives another word. He got on this list of Bible correctors. It's that simple. He corrected, he changed, he thought there'd be a better word. So, instantly, 1 Timothy chapter 6, Romans 13, 12, Romans 16, 17, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, Ephesians 5, verse 11. That's what he became. Now let's go back to Romans 16, 17 one more time here. Now I beseech you, brethren, and Paul is serious, I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. By the way, who am I talking about here? Oh, I think some of you have already figured it out. Les Feldick, folks, he is a corrector. I saw it and I heard it. Not that you have to know what I say, but you'll see it someday. So, he is on my list, and I don't have to check it twice. I now know he is naughty, not nice.